they sort of multiple objectives. If you look at what you call it, their aim, various country aim. And so there are several things that, if you look at their own method, I mean, there are several things that don't add up. And if you look at the report itself, there are too many gaps. And so it is good that the Ghana Police Service have responded. One of the things that, one of the areas they asked a question about has to do with the fact that every state institution that got highlighted came up as corrupt. So hypothetically, what it means is that SRAJ and the Ghana Statistical Service, if they were to have been captured, would have also come out to be corrupt. But strangely, they did not sample themselves. Where I live, during the recent census done by the Ghana Statistical Service, even though I called them severally, that the community I live in, a gated community made up of about 35 to 40 homes, nobody has been counted. I called them myself. They said they would come. They never showed up. But I'm aware they collected money, some money to count all of us in this country. And so if a community that is made up of about 40 homes, nobody was counted. And there were several instances where a lot of people were not counted. I asked the Ghana Statistical Service, how did you arrive at 30.8 million Ghanaians as a population? So probably if they had captured themselves, they would have also come up as being corrupt. But incidentally, they didn't sample themselves. And so you look at it, no recommendations, no solutions. You state institution, it's novel that two state institutions, such as the Ghana Statistical Service and SRAJ, will conduct a survey that has to do with trying to index corruption, rank and all that, and they do not come up with solutions and recommendations. What is the purpose of the, the survey? What was the purpose? Are they now telling academia or researchers or those who are interested in corruption activities to now go and look at what could be the solution to it? Are they leaving that to the public? If you could conduct a research, then you must as well look for solutions, recommendations, and solutions. Nothing like that, put on there. What was their margin of error? If you ask me, they used 15,000. That's a huge number. Mm. So there are several questions that, if you ask me, two huge states, I'm not trying to say they didn't try, they tried, but I think that the police's own response opens the floodgate for a lot of questions for researchers such as myself and others, other institutions, to know that it is not a walk in the path any longer. If you are conducting a research, be sure of what you are going to do, or else there's going to be a lot of probably responses that you might not be able, you are not ready to deal with.
Right, Dr. Bonar, I mean, you raised some very important points around the gaps that this research, evidently shows. So is it safe to say that, the police's response and request for more information is a step in the right direction?
Perfectly. It's a step in the right. I'm waiting for any researcher to say, it is not, let's just leave it as it is. No, you can't. It is a step in the right direction. And like I said, the research or the survey report is novel too by these two institutions. The response from the police, was not verbal. They actually have documented their response, and they forwarded, they've distributed copies to the institutions that did that. It's also novel. So let's see. If I think it's calling out all of, I am one of the people calling out the institutions that conducted this research. Come back, give us better particulars. Don't just throw out figures out there. There was an issue about the ports and harbors. And, you know, you go there, it is the seat of corruption. A lot of corruption goes on there. They didn't go there to conduct any, they didn't do that. And you know that a huge amount of our revenue in this country, we get it from the ports. And a huge amount of corruption takes place in the ports. So anybody who seriously wants to conduct research into corruption, you cannot miss the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority. It is not proper. Unless, of course, you know, you just let out there with a skilled and biased, what do you call that, you know, way of trying to get your information. You go out there and you put something together. There is, what do you call it? There are several other things in the report that I thought were not, I wasn't expecting, or I was expecting them to be better. But be as it may, if you ask me, I would say that they tried doing something. They should respond, and hopefully if they have to conduct the same research next year, if they have the opportunity, they should now do it better. Mm-hmm. But for this research, if you ask me in the public and the report, it falls flat. That for me, from a point of view of research, I will tell you that what was the essence of the... if you ask me, I do not know the essence of of this work they did. They mm-hmm. spoke about fewer women take bribe. The fewer women who take bribe, if you look at it, there is no... they should be... Maybe, why do you think fewer women? What fewer women take bribe? How does that impact on the fight against corruption?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows. If you look at it, they indicated that 5 million Ghana cedis, 5 billion is what we, what do you call that, we lose, or that got lost between a certain period. Are they serious? 5 billion? It is not true. I know people who have been involved in activities of corruption that run into billions as millions of dollars. And so as far as I'm concerned, if they should have done a distribution to say that if you take, for instance, they said immigration, I think on their list, immigration was second, police first, and then in that manner. They let us know how much in terms of the wealth, how much they took, immigration or the police, how much did they collect that constituted the 5 billion?
Right.
How much did the immigration? They didn't do all that. So they've left that for us to now come and answer. So when you do that, obviously you are going to have others who probably are also, you know, researchers would come in and punch holes. But that is the essence of research anyway.
Okay. Well, Dr. Bona, thank you very much for the education this morning. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
Right. We're speaking to a security analyst on the perception of corruption in that report and the response by the Ghana Police Service. That was Dr. Adam Bona. And time for...